This podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store, offering laboratory-validated nutritional and superfood products. Visit our selection now at healthrangerstore.com/nutrition, and thank you for your support. So this British chef spiked some vegan dish and bragged about it and is getting death threats from vegans. And it's a pretty cruel thing, man. You know, someone's vegan. You got to respect their food situation. If they ordered, I think in this case it was a vegan pizza, and this chef spiked it with real cheese, right? So if you're a vegan, you know, you don't want to eat animal products, and you've got your reasons. I know lots of vegans, some of them do it for health reasons. Some of them do it temporarily as a cleanse, and then they go back to a meat-eating diet, or a diet that includes meat. Other people do it because of the animal cruelty issue, which I fully understand because I'm very compassionate and empathetic toward animals. And I was a vegan for a couple of years, although I'm not now, and I'll cover that in a different podcast. However, this chef decided she's going to spike the vegan pizza with real cheese. And so she bragged about it on, I guess it was Facebook, and then the vegans went crazy. And they started death-threatening this woman, and she had to resign. I don't remember her name. I don't remember what organization. I'm not into, you know, chef reality shows and all that stuff. But apparently she was some kind of famous chef. Was, I say, in past tense, because now, you know, she's been discredited. You know, for spiking, you know, vegan pizza and then bragging about it. Well, I got news for all of you who are vegans, by the way. All your vegan cheese in the grocery store is made with cow's milk proteins. Oh, man. I'm going to do a whole story on this because if you just look at the ingredients on your vegan cheese, well, it'll tell you. Casein. Yep. Casein. C-A-S-E-I-N, I believe is how it's spelled. Casein, which is a milk protein, is used in nearly all vegan cheese. Maybe not 100%. Because I haven't looked at all of them, but I've looked at a lot of them, and they all contain casein that I've seen. And it's veggie cheese and vegetarian cheese and vegan cheese, and it's all positioned, you know, for vegans, and yet it contains a milk protein. So what I'm wondering is, why hasn't the vegan community noticed that? You know, if they're all freaking out over this chef spiking the pizza, which I understand, that was a totally, well, we would say, to use street slang, that was a totally dick move to do if you're a chef. You don't spike people's vegan pizza with milk protein. But then again, all the vegan cheese in the grocery store, nearly all of it, is also spiked with milk proteins, which makes you wonder what the heck's going on with the vegan cheese anyway. I tell you, if you want vegan cheese, you better read the ingredients. In fact, if you're a vegan at all, you better read the ingredients because there's a lot of stuff that they're feeding you, like canola oil, which is not very good. Canola oil now scientifically proven to damage cognitive function, to cause signs of dementia and Alzheimer's. You know, it's being called toxic by some people. Canola oil, it's in a lot of vegan processed foods. Now, in my mind, if you're a vegan, you're supposed to be eating, you know, fresh food, raw food, healthy, organic food, that kind of stuff. But some people, they claim to be a vegetarian, and they're eating boxes of Cheetos and Oreo cookies. Oh, it's all vegetarian. It's vegetarian. There's no meat in here, but it's all junk food. You people? What are you, a vegetarian junk food artist? Is that your claim to fame? I hope not. Because if you're a vegan, you're supposed to be health conscious. You're supposed to be aware of where your food comes from and what's in it. So you should be reading the labels. And if you're reading labels and you come across that word casein, guess what? You're eating cow's milk. I know there's going to be a lot of people hearing this. They're going to be like, what? And throwing out their vegan cheese because it's got cow's milk proteins in it. Yeah, you've been eating that for years, by the way. And if it's not organic, it's full of hormones too. Yeah, you didn't know that. Well, I'm sorry to ruin your vegan day, but I do want you to know the truth about what you're eating. So read the labels and understand them. Your vegan cheese is not vegan, probably. Now, is there an actual truly vegan cheese on the market? Yeah, I bet there is. I don't know who they are, but you should read the labels and find out for yourself. In any case, Here's the thing. You know how I'm saying here that chefs should respect people's vegan food habits, but that respect should go both ways. And you notice that vegans don't respect people who are meat eaters, and vegans stage all these protests and they throw blood on people, and they barge into restaurants and have this kind of militant veganism, which I'm completely opposed to. This militant veganism reminds me of Antifa, reminds me of the radical left-wing domestic terrorism. And some vegans are insane. And by the way, I have talked about this before, even though I'm in favor of veganism for lots of health reasons and avoiding animal cruelty and so on. If you don't do it right, you're going to end up with serious nutritional deficiencies that I have noticed are linked in some people to insanity. I've seen vegans go insane. And I don't know if it's the lack of B12 or too much arsenic in the rice, or they're getting like a copper overdose from something. I don't know what it is exactly, but it's like one out of every 20 vegans is totally insane. And I'm not sure why, but I suspect it has something to do with a lack of balanced nutrition. So you can do veganism correctly, you know, like Gabriel Cousins does and many other vegans. You can do it correctly, but you better know your nutrition science. And for the average street vegan, let's say, just sort of usually some young millennial walking into it, I'm going to be a vegan. And they start with a bag of Doritos. They don't know what they're doing. And as a result, as you might expect, you know, things aren't going to go very well for them because, you know, that brand of veganism just doesn't seem to pan out very well. So, you know, just some things to think about. If you're going to be a vegan, do it right. And no matter who you are, I urge you to respect other people's food choice. Otherwise, you're just being an intolerant food Nazi, regardless of what diet you pursue. So thank you for listening. My name is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, naturalnews.com.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
We all know that nutrition can help keep you healthy and improve the quality of your life. But when it comes to nutrition, so many of the products out there lack the nutrition they claim. There's a lot of organic fraud in the organic industry. There are a lot of products, especially superfoods, that are contaminated with toxic herbicides and pesticides. And heavy metals are extremely common in many foods, such as turmeric, for example, or maca, or even cacao nibs or various forms of cacao powder. Coffee often contains cadmium. A lot of people don't know that. And many detox supplements, such as zeolites, are loaded with aluminum and lead in most cases. We know this because we do extensive testing to verify the safety, the efficacy, and in many cases, the nutritional potency of certain foods and supplements that we're providing at healthrangerstore.com. We use an ISO-accredited laboratory facility that we built, that we own. We run it. We have multiple mass spec instruments. Some of these instruments, just one instrument costs, $400,000 or something in that range. It's incredible. We invested millions of dollars in this laboratory facility so that we could bring you ultra clean, verified, safe foods and supplements at a level of quality and integrity that no one else in the world follows, not even close. Our requirements for low heavy metals are so strict that 80% of the lots that we test to consider acquiring, we have to reject them. They're just too dirty for us to even consider selling to our customers. But of course, those same lots are purchased by other nutritional supplement companies, and they're sold through other retailers like Amazon.com. They don't care about the cleanliness of products like we do. Nobody has these standards of nutrition and safety. We have the most strict standards. They're even more strict than Canada, Japan, the European Union, any country in the world. Nobody even comes close to our internal standards, which are published, by the way, at lowheavymetalsverified.com and glyphosate-tested.com. You want to see why we're the cleanest provider of foods and superfoods and nutritional supplements in the world using today's best science? Just check us out at healthrangerstore.com. Look at the certifications on our product pages that tell you how it's been tested and how it's graded. A++++, for example, on heavy metals or glyphosate testing. You'll see the results. You can look up the numbers yourself. You can see that it's the cleanest supplements and superfoods and personal care products available anywhere in the world, all verified by today's best science. That's what we do at healthrangerstore.com. And And the more you support us, by the way, the more we can invest in these laboratory facilities, in researching new breakthrough products, herbal supplements, nutritional superfoods, combinations that achieve extraordinary results like turmeric and black pepper, for example. We will bring you more products because that's what we're into. Clean, efficacious, validated superfoods and supplements that help protect your health and enhance the quality of your life. That's what we believe in. To find all these nutritional solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/nutrition. There you'll find hundreds of products with outstanding nutrition, laboratory verification, tested for heavy metals, pesticides, and much more. Super nutrient-dense superfoods, personal care products, health supplements, home care products, and much more. Again, the URL is healthrangerstore.com/nutrition. Healing the world through clean food. That's our slogan, healthrangerstore.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I thank you for your support.